So the last time we spoke, we were calling it recreational marijuana legalization. Mm-hmm. Has it officially switched to adult use cannabis? I see
It's always been interchangeable. It's a difference without distinction. You know, it's just broadening the use that's applicable to undefined, whether you call it recreational or adult use. It's a difference without distinction.
Okay. What has been the most surprising thing you've seen on the tour?
I wouldn't use the term surprising, but some clear things have emerged, and it's one that there is virtual unanimous support for decriminalization. This idea that it belongs in the current basket of drugs classifications versus where it belongs with cigarettes and alcohol and things of that nature. Two, medical marijuana is universally loved. We had one individual last night in Snyder who is against medical and recreational, and that's rare. I can count that a number on one hand across 51 counties. So it's really the acceptance level has been, again, I wouldn't call it surprising, but I would call it affirming to the quality and the necessity and the rightness of medical marijuana legislation. So I think that's really helped terraform the landscape in a way that you just couldn't possibly have a more powerful example of, you know what, we got together, we made this happen, and look at the benefits it's conferred.
This is kind of a softball, but if the tour had a theme song, would it be?
Gee, I really don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I'd want to give you a more thoughtful answer than what I have. But no, it's been a great trip so far. It's 51 counties. This week's extremely heavy. Mm-hmm. 9 counties in less than 1 week. So it's a lot. But it's all been good. It's all been good. And after 51 counties, you definitively see some patterns emerge. And you definitively have an energy now established where people want to have civil conversations and hear what the other side has to say. So I don't know. That's a good question. If I can think of one, I'll make sure I send it to you. I just don't want to say something off the, you know, but it wouldn't be any stoner music or anything like that. It's really been just more like a, What a great experience it's been. The fact that we're going to places like Sullivan County, a couple weeks ago there was a small group of state reps that tried to, you know, impugn the integrity of the process, and that it never went anywhere because it's just been over the top. Open, transparent, participatory. And, you know, the governor and I can read an electoral map. If we wanted to avoid areas that would be likely opposed, you know, like, that's not that hard. And I point out, 4 out of 5 conversations have been held in these red counties. And it's funny, at Lock Haven, I had a student who was frustrated because we didn't advertise on campus. You know, then I have a conservative saying, "Oh, you're trying to pack the room in colleges." It's like, you know, we have a standard procedure. We follow it at every meeting, and we get a good cross section of people. And as you can see, there isn't, you know, we don't get a bunch of Cheech and Chongs, and we don't get a bunch of Reefer Madness types. We just get a great cross-section of the people that live in these counties, and you can't argue with that. And it's all on videotape. And the one rep in particular, Chris Dush, is on video speaking for 5 minutes at the meeting, at my invitation. This idea is—it's not true, and they know it's not true, and you know you've always won when your opponent can do nothing but try to lie and create a sense of that there's something in unfair, insidious going on. That's all they're trying to do.
I do think it's surprising that you got more than halfway through the tour before that stuff came. I mean, yeah. It's good you got more, but yeah. It was. I'm not surprised that someone decided to try to undermine it.
It's minor and it's died down, and they're trying to deny what the truth is. After there was a big survey release on 420, and that I was saying that for weeks before that survey came out, and I had no idea that survey was coming out. It confirmed everything that we said. We're getting slightly positive bias in very red counties, and lo and behold, 56% of Republicans are for it. Who'd have guessed? And I would say our support's no higher than 70% mm-hmm. across Pennsylvania. It wouldn't be any higher. But it's definitely no lower than 65, I would say. And lo and behold, 65%. And I would say somewhere, if I had to pick an exact number, I would say somewhere in the upper 60s. And I would put money on that, because that's the audience we've seen. And we have bent over backwards to be open, fair, and fully inclusive.
Was there ever a point on the tour where you were like, yeah, we've got a good sampling, I think I'm done,
no,
could we?
No. I think it's important to go to everywhere. And we specifically backloaded the big ones, Allegheny and Philadelphia, to the end. Mm-hmm. And we are specifically going to communities of color to hear their experiences directly and to concentrate on that, because their experience is going to likely be different than, say, Sullivan County. And that's, we want a broad cross-section of that. And I think it's been appreciated. We want to hear from the entire spectrum of individuals. And the Republican support that we've seen makes sense, because farming supports this. And there's a strong libertarian streak within the Republican Party that doesn't want the government telling me what I can and can't do in the privacy of my own home. And people that have seen relatives that benefited from medical marijuana, it's like, you know what? It's really not some crazy, awful, you know, thing. There's some value there. So it doesn't surprise me that's where we're at overall. And I don't expect any dramatic surprises in the last 17 counties, but I think there'll be an even more informed opinion, particularly since we'll be focusing on areas and communities of color, and that will, I think, fill in some narrative that we would be remiss in not including, and we couldn't possibly not do that.
Absolutely. Was there something touching that you witnessed in any of the
countless veterans, people that have survived accidents, sexual trauma, an abusive childhood, you know, and just their stories, just what cannabis has done for them, but for standing here, but for cannabis, I wouldn't be standing here. Veterans that express frustration that the VA, because of the classifications, they can give me a whole medicine chest full of this shit, as they say, but cannabis is what makes me feel normal. I'm like, I don't want to feel great. I just want to feel normal. So those have been really moving. And those are things that you can't get from a telephone survey of press one for yes, press no for two. You have to really hear from these people. And those opinions change people's minds. We were in Pike County, and the guy is like, I own a gun shop and a shooting range. And he's like, I was opposed, and I came here, and I listened to people's stories, and I'm like, man, he's like, I've changed my mind. It's like, it's terrible. It's created a level of, you know what? It's kind of hard to be opposed to same-sex marriage when you're sitting next to a nice couple and you can tell that they love each other. And you're like, you know what, maybe I the exposure and hearing the other side firsthand, the proximity to it, There's been a lot of value in that, and there's also been people that have lost loved ones in impaired driving, or they believe that it was the gateway drug that got their child hooked on harder drugs. All of their opinions are valid too. I'm certainly not the people that are pro hear these stories, and they're not just a bunch of prohibitionist crazies or whatever. So it humanizes both sides.
So I read some coverage about the Butler County stop, and a young woman stood up to tell her story about her life, her having to change her trajectory. She was going to be a teacher.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she had gotten busted with pot. You reached out to her afterward, or what happened with that?
Well,
about
I just said you can apply for a pardon, and I chair that board, and we are going to be addressing that in a much more wholesale kind of manner. And she was, deeply, moved by that, and I'm like, don't be, just do it, and so you can get free. And that's another thing that's emerged from this tour is that people, even that don't want it recreationally, are like, I don't want people's lives getting damaged for something stupid like this, 10, 15 years after the fact. That needs to change. So this idea that these aren't lawless monsters and these are just people that got caught with something that really isn't much different than, a beer or something along those lines.
There's a couple more. What was the biggest takeaway? We know, we're looking at 66-67%, but has there been a bigger takeaway from the tour?
Yeah, the bigger takeaway is that there's incontrovertible proof that Pennsylvania is 100% there, 95% there for decrim, 95% there that the federal government is got to remove it from Schedule 1, 95% there for medical marijuana and fully expanding that to be more inclusive and both on a price level and from a access point, and that we don't want people's lives jammed up over some dumb possession charge. Like that's fact, that's gospel, that's the truth.
Yep.
And those are important conclusions. If you're set against it, I think it's impressive that almost 7 out of 10, maybe 7 out of 10 people are for it, but the things that you just I would call universal truths about cannabis in Pennsylvania, those are important, and that's what we've discovered.
Can you just talk briefly about the comment cards and the online comments?
Yeah, our staff goes through them, and we're breaking it down by county, what are the most the biggest concerns, and it's a direct way to have your voice be heard, and we've heard a lot of support for a state store type of system, and that's what I was testifying for yesterday, and it's a one-to-one relationship. This is what I've heard, this is what the legislature will hear, and that's because of comment cards and what people have told me during this listening tour.